Blog Talk Radio.
And
I guess whenever Shabam decides to call his late ass in, we'll talk to him. If not, you know, we'll go ahead and play his music and do what we do best, get it in, and be on to the next. So I'm going to bring in Luscious now. Hey,
what's
girl,
up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. Why don't you tell my callers who you are, where you from, what you represent, what you do, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah. So this is Luscious. You know, I'm calling from out of Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? I am over the Freaks Only Room. We get it in real good. We get it in real thick, you know. Me, I'm a natural freak. I love to do what I do, which is... I'm on the oral thing, you know what I'm saying? Sucking dick. We get to the end. It's nothing. So, see, basically, when I met Tarkas, she came through on my room. She enjoyed herself from day one. I told her it was a match made in heaven, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, we having fun. We doing this damn thing.
Oh, see, that's what's up. See, females are always on time. Even the other person that's supposed to be on the show, I don't see his ass nowhere. But as a courtesy, I may still play his tracks. I mean, I know he's going through some little family stuff right now, so that may be holding him up or whatever. So we gonna do what we do best. I know she said the oral thing. So what you saying? Like you that's like, is that a fetish for you too? Because I know for me.
Oh,
my God,
y'all. Hell, yeah. Listen, I'm trying to get some pics coming to you soon tonight, goddamn it.
Wait a minute, you getting it in tonight?
Yes, girl. I've been on the highway since about 3 o'clock. Yeah. Going to start playing. So I'm going to take this motherfucker down and... I mean, I would try to record little short videos or whatever, but, you know,
Oh, yeah, for you guys that missed it last week, a bitch did Tiny Chat Saturday morning, so y'all could see the skills live. I mean, I don't want y'all to be like, oh, she edited the videos or anything like that, because ain't shit fake about me, so I went ahead, got it in early Saturday morning. For those of you on Tiny Chat that watch, yes, that shit is real. It goes down like that. I get sit in. And,
yeah.
You know, if you want to be next, I mean, all I can tell you is call me, 336-347-9107.
See, this is why I fucks with her ass. This is exactly why. Yeah, she ain't playing no motherfucking game.
Oh, shit. Let me see. It's been a week since I did my show, and let me see. Do I have anybody to put on blast? See, normally what I do is, like, within the first 10 minutes of the show, I put niggas on blast, you know, for either good dick or bad dick. And I would have to say... last week, I actually had some good, you know what I'm saying? It was some spend the night dick, so that was real good because he stayed the night.
And you rolled over on that shit when you woke up, right?
Yes, because, you know, a bitch like me would be like, oh, you got to go. Big ups to Thick and Strong One. I'm not going to give out your government because, you know, you did a good job. So for y'all females, if y'all want to try, I might be able to work out a loner program with y'all.
Oh, wow.
So y'all can follow him at Thick and Long One on Twitter.
Look at you.
But, like, I mean... he can give it out, but that's it. With my permission. So, you know, that's
well,
all I'm going to say about
long
that.
One, his ass should be happy. He put his ass on blast that he got that good. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean,
good
you know,
for you, boo.
When we get off the air, I'll give you. As a matter of fact, you already know the other name he goes by.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are listening, this week I put up some videos for Chocolate City because it's like, to listen to my show was cool. You see my personality and everything like that. So I decided to do an infomercial about what Chocolate City is. So it's like, to me, it's an outlet for people to come on my show, express how they feel. I mean, if you're an entertainer, I'm interested in what you're doing. We'll talk about your career, whatever it is that you're doing, and then, you know, play your music. Or if you're a comedian, I would love to have a comedian on the show because, yo, like, I will fuck his ass up. Like, I will, boy, that nigga will never want to come on my show again because I got jokes, too. So it's
Go ahead.
You can say whatever the hell you want to say on my show. There is no censorship. We can get as nasty as we want. We can be as freaky as we want. And it's like a lot of people, when they get on airs on other shows, you know, like mainstream radio, it's like they're restricted to what they can and cannot say. And with Chocolate City, you don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? You can just be like, yo, I'm going to get on that show. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Damn, I can get on a talk show, and I can give it up how I want to. And then if it's one of those situations where we're in a studio together and it's going down, you can really give it up how you want to. You can drop your drawers, your sagging ass jeans, and we can really get it in and record it.
Okay. Look, get it in for real.
Yeah, I don't even tiny fat that shit. But, you know, 2011, I have a lot of things coming up. I'm getting ready to change the format of my site. I've reached, 1,136 members, which is good because in the beginning, I only had, like, I was starting out with, like, 8 members. And I have, like, hella members now. And I like that. So now I'm starting to show more of myself so people can see my personality, get a feel for me, hear my voice, and see that I'm a crazy-ass bitch or whatever. And so it's like all you guys got to do is go to YouTube, plug in Chocolate City, C-H-O-C-L-A-T-E, don't get it twisted. Chalk ain't never late. Chocolate City Radio. And I got 2 videos. I'm going to have behind-the-scenes footage from the show last week. That shit was mad crazy with K.O. Bracey and Steven Davis, or you guys may know him at Movie Star Talent. I mean, the show was mad crazy. We just was talking about eating ass, and we talked about everything, but we mostly stayed on the subject of eating ass. And so it's like you guys can see, like, so much of me because 2011, Chopped Mommy is going to be on everybody's fucking tongue. Joe Button, I'm coming for you. Not like that. I just want you on my show.
Okay. Wink out of that, right?
Yes, I just want you on my show. Freaky Zeke, we had some issues. He was going to be on tonight, but it was too short of a notice because I didn't get a chance to promote it or whatever. I'm going to have him in January because he's down with, we call it the borough where I'm from. Dipset does a lot of things here. So, Freaky, I didn't get a chance to get you on November the 12th, but my nigga, I'm telling you, you get in my fucking cipher, yo, you going to be calling me Freaky. Like, fuck off that bullshit. Like, nigga, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to get it in. You going to be calling Joel and Cameron. Like, yo, I need some backup. This bitch is crazy freaky.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just get it. I mean, I don't know. I'm, like, such a bubbly person. Like, I just feel a certain kind of way all the time. And I ain't even going to lie. I've been drinking. So I'm feeling real nice right now. I took some Hama Mama to the head. Because, you know, for my show, what people don't understand is I always get nervous before I do a photo shoot, before I do my show. And it's because I don't want to fail. And it's not that I go in with a bad thought or anything like that. It's just that I always want to make sure I give everybody the best of me, no matter what the fuck it is that I do, even with my family. It's like I'm always putting myself into everything that I do. And it's like I get that from you, because it's like with our groups, we sit there and we stay on top of it. I appreciate you sticking in for me when I be, like, doing my administrative stuff in the daytime. You be really helping me out a lot. And motherfucking niggas, when y'all get in our fucking groups, don't be posting all the motherfucking fake pictures. I mean, if you're not getting ass on the regular like that, just come out and say you're not fucking like that.
First,
I mean, I'd rather you put up a picture of an
like
ugly bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You can't be on BDM like that.
Like, where they do that at? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Duh.
I don't know where these people are from, but, yo, this is a warning shot. Don't put up no fake shit. You know what I'm saying? No fake shit and Freaks Only or Chocolate City Oral, or we're going to blast you and we're going to delete you, because that violates
delete
the terms of being a real nigga. It's like you lying on your dick. You ain't never had a bitch that fun. But, I mean, if you want to dream like that, dream on your fucking time, not on mine.
There
and we'll be
go.
Good. We'll be straight. Let me see if this is our rapper, because I see a New York number. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on.
347-337, you're on the air. Who is this? 347. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, 347-337. Okay. I guess they're not ready to talk. They hung up. That's cool. So, basically...
Basically, you can't remember that fucking number. You can have a link to the BBM, to their damn numbers.
So,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like, it's just, this year is like almost over. And I'm like, damn, December is going by so fucking quick. Like, what the fuck? Like, where did it go? My question to you is, how are you going to bring in New Year's?
I'm still debating. Like, before, my BBM world, the BBM nation, I usually get it in, you know what I'm saying? We go to Rockford, we get in with Sam, but then it's like I got so many options right now. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking about doing the New York thing. Mom, what you got to say?
I don't know, because I'm thinking about going to New York either Sunday or Monday, and being there for a couple of days. You know, I'm about my paper, and mad niggas is trying to bless me. So I'm thinking about that, but, you know, New Year's, I've always wanted to bring it in with a bang, and New Year's falls on a Friday, which is my show. So, I mean, for the people that want to stay home, if they hit me up and be like, yo, Chop, can you do, like, a special New Year's? I'll do it from, like, 11 to 1, and we can bring in the New Year together. I might even throw on a little tiny chat and, you know, have that little special somebody spend the New Year's Eve with me, and we, you know, like, maybe fuck on the show or something. I don't know.
Girl, I say go all the way the fuck out. Yeah.
You know, I want
to
do something different.
We're going to have to check that out. Mm-hmm.
We're
going to
have to figure it out. We really will, because I
want
to do something different, like really something different. I would love to see the ball drop, but weather up north is so fucking retarded. It's so cold, and I'm cold-natured. I'd be like, nah, I'll be in my hotel crying, like, yo, it's cold. Like, people are like, yo, come to the club. Nah, y'all understand. I'm allergic to cold weather. My skin might crack, and, you know, all my little beauty secrets can't handle the weather.
Cut it out. You will be okay. You know, you're talking to somebody already up north. If I does this,
see what I'm saying? What I will say is, for the right dick, I might.
I know that shit, right?
I might come out and do some little things and do a few little things.
Y'all, New Yorkers is calling in. Y'all, you talk up there. You know, talk plenty of shit, so she can put that ass on blast, too, after she fucks.
Oh, man. I've been doing good because I ain't really had nobody put on blast lately. So, I mean, you know, put it like this. I can't take nothing away from the Brooklyn dudes. Brooklyn represent. Long Island, they hold it down. But Queens, I don't know. Like, Queens is very suspect. Bronx, them niggas broke. I don't fuck with them. They be on some fucking bullshit. So, I mean, if I'm offending anybody from the Bronx, at this certain point in time, I don't give a fuck because, like, every time I come up there, it always be some shit with them. So it'd be different niggas saying borough. So, you know, it's not just me making up that shit. So I don't know. So it's like Manhattan. Something nobody from Manhattan like that. Harlem. No disrespect, Dipset, but shit, why y'all motherfuckers making albums? Y'all need to be giving fuck classes, but then again, I don't even know if y'all can fuck properly either.
Okay.
I mean, no pun intended, but hey, I'm just a real bitch keeping it real. Like, seriously. So, what I'm going to do is, like I said, since my artist, I don't know where the hell he is, but I'm still going to be a respectful person because I took the time out to upload his music into my player, so I have to play it. So, you know, we'll be like, what is it, Egbert and Siskel, like the movie people, but we're going to be music critics tonight. And the one song that I really like is called Dangerous Ways. I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then we're going to talk about it. So here it goes.
We're back. Closes, nigga.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Snow goons.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous way.
Red eye.
So strong, you get shot.
I got an arsenal of infantry. I'm built for this mentally.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
All hands on this way.
Watch out for Jake's next decoy.
Hey, yo, I'm bad news for crews. Ain't fucking with you. Ain't got nothing to prove. Nothing to lose. I be up in the booth and I'm finna let loose. Give you a head start, then give you a head noose. Want a war with the closest fam. Got bars so hot, they stand close to fans.
Damn.
Attack like haze, hit you from a block away. Fresher than Banaka spray. Need lube?
Not today.
It's obvious that spitters cannot coexist. The best part, like Folgers, bitch, post a clip. Throats get slit when it's vocalist. Smoke a slip, okie doke, but those don't work. My focus is second to none.
On parallel.
The dopest since Black Pole was slipping. So y'all niggas listen. Pay attention, recognize the greatness. We on the ape shit. The waves are dangerous.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous waves.
I'm so strong, you get slight.
I got an arsenal of infantry. I'm built for this mentally.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Yeah.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous waves.
Watch out for Jake's next and decoy.
Okay. Well connected with goons that'll disconnect your head from your body and leave your body in a portal potty.
Yeah.
I'm like the Maharaji royalty when I embody. Fat boy, good love. Dimes all for me to help me body. Wax museum MCs, they get melted down. You think you know my story because I come from Bucktown. I'm down the satellite, don't know what I sounded like. I connect with different parts of the globe every night. You ignorant motherfucker need to get your mind right.
Word.
Young fool ass dudes thinking that they sound tight. I got balls on smash like car accidents. MCs are roadkill. Run them off the road by accident. Matter of fact, I take that back. I did it on purpose. You dudes is worthless. Not even worth a digital purchase. I got a beer belly. Still rocking a show shirt.
Belly.
Your bitch reading my tattoos. She wanna flirt me.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous way.
I'm so strong, you get slight.
I got an arsenal of infantry. I'm built for this mentally.
A very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous way.
Watch out for Jake's next and decoys.
What are you fucking stupid? I'm drunk and puking. I'm unstupid. Telling them I hate everyone. Pub love is useless. I don't need a bitch. Cordy toes guppies and they die without me.
Okay.
I feed my fish so they can live another day. Give some of us play. Tricks they wanna play. Suck dick another way. Kids will dirt you, get them burn you. Your bitch will turn to. She stay up on my pipe like a fucking ninja turtle. Wreck shot. I'm on top of the team. Like your girl doing 10 squats on top of the Xbox. Like 10 shots. You won't see my men drop cause you suck on rappers, only use for 10 blocks. Mine pen's hot, send props, the end's not here now, but soon to be. Save the date up on your desktop. Y'all don't know the shit I go through. Double track the closing and BK gators, snow goons.
I'm very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous ways.
I'm so strong, you get sliced.
I got an arsenal of infantry, I'm built for this mentally.
I'm very dangerous and well connected.
Keeping you niggas in perspective.
Dangerous ways.
Watch out for Jake Snakes and decoys.
Okay, that was Dangerous Ways. That was by the Closers featuring some other artists. But since his ass ain't here, I can't give everybody else credit because I don't know who the fuck they are.
Right.
I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to play the tracks because it's uploaded in my player and he'll just have to get his face back one way or the other. But just know, Nick, I'm going to blast you. But, oh, wow, I'm feeling nice right about now. So, to me, that had, like, an old school, that was, like, that old school, like, rap. Remember back in the day with, like, Brand Nubian, Main Source, and, oh, my gosh, yo, and some other rappers that I'm thinking about.
Quite sure.
Yeah, I had, like, that nice little, had that nice little beat to it. So, I mean, I like that. That's, like, the first song I heard. And I was like, ooh, I'm really feeling that. I like that. So, that's the first song that I played. So, I'm just, like, I'm tripping right now. Wow, I'm talking about taking it to the head, taking it to the head. Like, what the fuck is a man at? Like, how are we supposed to have Battle of the Sexes when men ain't even on? They're not even showing up. And that's exactly what be my fucking problem with men. No, we're not men bashing because there's no men on here. I'm just speaking on how the fuck I feel. Men are fucking late. Men are unpredictable and they're unreliable. Only thing you rely on a man to do is bust a premature nut. Like, seriously.
See, and
be a selfish motherfucking bitch.
That's to bring their asses out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it probably won't because most men just act like that, you know. They won't call and say that that's not them to them. Man. You're late, you're unpredictable, and you're unreliable. Next.
I respect the dude for telling me the truth. Yo, Chuck, yo, let me tell you, I ain't going to be able to make it because of this. Or, like, for real, I'm not really feeling good today, so my dick game ain't going to be on point. Versus, like, yo, bitch, I'm going to knock your back out. My shit is on point. Like, word. The niggas that come at me like that be the main motherfuckers I eat up. Like, yo, are you serious? Like, nigga, I'm going to blast you. It's my public service announcement to let females know you ain't shit in bed. And I'm going to forever be that way and forever stay shit, like always. Oh, wait a minute. I see a 347. Is this a man? Is this a man?
Get him on there.
I ain't even listening to the show. I could see y'all wilding right now.
347-601. This better be my artist.
This should be a Sadiq. Man, definitely.
Oh, my God. You are so fucking late, but it's okay. You know why? Because that's the manly thing to do. Men are never
Oh, man. You heard what Kanye said. I'm going to be an hour late. What's good, though?
Oh, nothing. We've been dogging you out. We already played Dangerous Ways, and I can't really tell who all was on there, so I only just talked you out because you wasn't here to tell us about the song. But it's okay because I have other songs for you. And just to let you know, I'm going to give you some, like, some real run back real quick. I'm fucked up, so I'm finna go in hard. You know, I always do it before my show to feel really nice. It's Battle of the Sexes. Okay, so me and my co-host were sipping. You're the only guy on the air right now. So all I can say is, you know, Brooklyn be handling their business. They hold it down. You really going to have to hold it down tonight, and you're late. So when I get to New York, that means you're going to have to make this up for me.
You know what I'm saying?
He must be on T-Mobile, you know, so he's cracking up.
Nah, this Sprint. You know what I'm saying,
Sprint,
man?
Oh,
Sprint,
hold on. You ain't
going to
talk about Sprint. That's my shit. You ain't
going to
talk about
Sprint. Right. Sprint be jerking niggas, man. My bill different. Every time it come, my bill is different with Sprint.
That's what I do with the closers. The closers are extra special, so they got to treat y'all, you know what I'm saying? They got to treat y'all with the extra special. So go ahead and, you know, when you can get some good service, and tell us who you are, tell us about your movement, tell us about what you do, and then we're going to get into your business in a minute.
Well, my name is Shabam Sadiq. You know what I mean? Brooklyn, New York City. You know what I'm saying? 1-4 for the closers. You know what I mean? And I get busy. You know what I mean? That's what it is right there. I push it down with the bars.
Okay, we're going to leave that. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Okay, so tell us about Dangerous Ways, because when Big Mike sent me the link to download your music, that was the first track that I heard, and I couldn't download it. And I'm like, what the hell? But I went ahead and downloaded some other things, too. But that track right there, it has some old-school flavor to it. Like, I'm, like, going back to the fucking 90s, and I'm like, oh, shit, when hip-hop was really moving. Nice and smooth, Black Keys, fucking Main Source, and Black Star before he became Guru. You know, it got some of that flavor in there. Where did that come from?
I mean, that come from us. You know, that's the NY flavor. That's that hardcore NY flavor right there. You know what I mean? It's not hook rap. You know what I mean? That's that official Bricks rap. You know what I mean? Mid-90s
okay.
flavor.
Right. You know, back in the 90s, it's like, I'm not going to say that I'm like a real big rap person, because I'm not, and I like it as long as it's saying something or whatever. And it's like, back in the day, I remember X-Clan. I remember Poor Righteous Teeth. I remember Money Love. I remember, like, Queen Latifah when she was, like, straight queen. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, a lot of people don't realize that this new rap is getting away from that. Like, come on, let's go back to the, you know. And I guess it's like each decade has its own movement. But to me, when Public Enemy came out, like Terminator X, they had a whole lot to say. Not saying that they don't have a whole lot to say now. Well, I really ain't heard from them now, but I'm just saying. And then even like Boogie Down Productions, like before KRS became political, Scott LaRock was a super hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure. You already know, criminal
minded. You've been blinded, looking for a star like mine. I can't find it. What the fuck did you say? Tell me I ain't on my shit.
Gritty rap.
You know, all my I call it
gritty rap. You know what I mean? Now they got the pretty rap before they had the gritty. So,
you know? And it's like, you know, then we'll go back to Grandmaster Flash.
You going back to British Walkers.
Yes, like, you know, they say they was married by the Klan, but, you know, it's like, because when I grew up, my mom used to have house parties. I'm like 7, 8. I'm learning how to dance my ass off. I'm going down the Soul Train line. What I'm doing is, like, I know she's having a party. I go get my church clothes. I put some shits on. And I'm like, shit, this little bitch going to be dancing her ass off. And then, you know, I start moving and all the other shit like that. So then
yeah, you like little baby Kane and Menace. You know what I mean? They like, what you doing out here? What the hell are you doing out here?
I'm fucking with my heritage. I'm fucking with my roots. You know, like, then we're going to go back to fucking African Bambaataa, Planet Rock, like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, you going way back. Like, you going all the way back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're not going to go that far back. You know what I'm saying? We're in the 2000s right now. We're going to keep it futuristic with a little touch of old school. You
but the thing is, for people to completely understand rap, they need to go way back. So then when they hear how the new rappers are sampling the old music, they'll know where the fuck it came from. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right, though.
And a lot of new heads don't know that. I mean, they like Waka Flocka, like, oh, what, let me, hold on, let me, because I always fuck this shit up. Oh, let's do it. I fuck my money up. Man, I can't re-up or some shit like that. A lot of those people can relate to that. But what a lot of motherfuckers don't tell you is when they run up in a spot, they get their ass shot.
Word, right? I do got to say, Waka Flocka. Good-ass beats, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He got good-ass beats, but when you think about it,
it's like when you look
at his shit on YouTube, it's like, yo, like, the nigga came here. Like, why he performed this group called
That's how good his beats be. His beats be so good, he came to hear his shit. He can't even hear his shit when it come on. He can't hear himself. This shit but there ain't no way in it. Word.
I mean, y'all got some fly ass beats, and I mean, my theme songs is with my no hands, because when I go down on the niggas, like, no hands, sometimes I use hands to get that motherfucker out the way quick, but you know.
On some real shit, like, I can't go about different rap. Like, some rap you listen to for the lyrics. Some rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, you just want to throw shit. You just want to wow out. So you don't really focus on the lyrics. He don't got to be lyrical. He got his own little section. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been like that. You know what I mean? It's people that you listen to for the words. It's people that you listen to when you going to rob something. It's people that you listen to when you trip club. You know what I'm saying? So it's different categories. You got to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what it is. That's lyrical. You don't want to hear that in the club. You know what I mean? You want to hear that when you're driving. Driving, when you smoking, you want to hear that because they saying something. Then in the club, you want to shake your ass. You want to, you know what I mean? Drink, pop pills, do whatever you want. You're not going to want to hear no radical shit. You dig what I'm saying? So anybody got their own section. Anybody got their own section, respect it. Because when I talk, man, you too much of nothing. Niggas was talking. You know what I'm saying? So,
Your phone is horrible. I think you're going to have to go in the kitchen and get some aluminum foil and wrap it around your BlackBerry.
Oh, shit.
I think you're getting a little excited. With those sleeves, bro.
But you know what? He has just inspired me. Chalk Mommy is getting ready to become a fucking rapper. So that way I can inspire y'all niggas to fuck bitches good. Like, really.
Oh, shit. Chalk Mommy gonna have the first instruction rap song on how to fuck.
No, you had me. You had that much.
Oh, you crazy, yo.
I'm gonna work on the lyrics tonight, and I'm gonna find somebody to give me a funky ass track. And you know what? You right. I'm gonna do that. It's gonna be like instructional head. That's gonna be my shit.
Oh, man. You gonna have a
Make
lot of fans. It's fucking head word. That's what.
For motherfuckers that's listening, don't be stealing my idea because y'all ain't me. Because on top of that, my fucking video is going to be instructional head. So could you imagine a fucking lyric to the fucking video to just the fucking, oh, my God, I got my back wet.
Oh, man, y'all crazy, man. Red Man shows you how to roll a blunt, right? So, you know, Shock Mommy can show you how to get some head.
Oh, there yeah. You you missed the train that Saturday morning. I mean, I went in. Like, yo, people see the video live. Let me let you see it live and personal so you can hear the slobs, the knobs, and the pops.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. It's Thursday night. I'm sipping. You got me bugging out down here.
See, you didn't know it was going to be like this. You got two sexy-ass bitches on the phone with you. You lucky we ain't there, because then we would really see how you can handle your alcohol and handle us at the same time. So we don't let you breathe right now. We don't let you live.
Oh, give me the battery, you crazy? The alcohol is like the Duracell battery you had in my back, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Energizer is better than Duracell, baby.
Hey, Energizer, Duracell. You know what I mean? When the Duracell run out, then we put in the ad that, the, you know what I mean? The Energizer. You know what I mean? Energizer.
Oh, yes. You know what? I'm going to play Get Down or Lay Down, and then when we come back, you can tell us about that. Cause that's
gritty rap right there. That's that gritty
that's
rap.
That's that gritty rap?
That's the shit that you play right there when you, when you going to kick somebody door in. You know what I mean? When you going to kick somebody door in and tie people up, that's the rap you play right there. You don't play that in the club.
I play that, yo. Like, how you know about that?
That's that robbery rap right there. You know what I mean?
You've always been a barber, right?
That's that robbery rap right there. You play that when you're going to rob something. Get down and lay down.
We going to get back to that because, like, when I come to New York, nigga, I need you to go down. So we going to come right back.
Get down and lay down.
I'm 50-50, half man, half animal, hell cold fury like black poets when I'm after you. The death of evil, stock and people. Big hoes to see through, feel the prime evil. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. It gets super ugly when I hug the heat. Ugly. It's time to bring in the closer. It ain't fair to compare a boy to a soldier. I do this shit for real. I do this shit from the top of the hill. I aim to kill.
Yeah, don't bitch up now. You know the motto. Get down or lay down. Money over bullshit. In and out of town. All the riches are burnt. What was for now? Dip, dip, dip. For now. Dip, dip, dip. For now. Yeah, don't bitch up now. You know the motto. Get down or lay down. Money over bullshit. In and out of town. All the riches are burnt.
Big shout out to the closers and Shabam Sadiq, boy. I'm about to be called the opener. I'm finna open your ass up.
Get them open wide, the fuck open. Yeah.
So, back to the previous question. Before you got into the music and being a smooth ass barber, what the fuck did you used to do? Hello? Is it me or is he quiet?
I don't hear nothing, girl.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe he had to take
I don't hear
the static.
He had a lot of background noise. Maybe he hung up.
Well, in the meanwhile, guess who's on the line, girl? Mr. One of a Kind, Mr. Long Stroking VA. But that nigga to be 5'7". Hello?
Yeah, my bad. I was on the other line. Friday night.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Give me stress not to. Okay. All right. Listen.
It's Friday night. You know what I'm saying? My jack is buzzing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I mean? Talking about some kind of party.
They can call you on the air and talk to you. They can call you on the air. Right now is my time. So every time that you click over, it's going to cost you.
I'm going to cost me because Sprint took them anyway. Sprint
jerked them
anyway.
My question to you is, before you was rapping, because I was like, big shouts out to the closers and to Bam Sadiq. I'm about to open your ass up. You know what I'm saying? I'm
oh,
like, so
man,
before
that,
you
that,
was
that
rapping.
That don't sound kosher right there.
Oh, yeah, do, baby. I got to open you up to talk mine,
how about I open your ass up?
You want to
open
me up?
How about
I open
your ass up?
My shit
stay closed. My shit ain't your own. How about I open your ass up?
Oh, wait a minute. What you working with? I mean, we might can discuss that.
What the hell?
Word up. Yeah, that shit, like, you know what I mean? Open it up.
Oh my gosh. So, what did you do before the music and before you got them nice ass barber skills?
Get in trouble. I mean, those are the things that I acquired. I started cutting hair when I was in jail, so. You know what I mean? I could definitely come home and be able to get money without having security check. You know what I mean? Because I do other things. I do construction. I do different things. But it's always some kind of security check. You know what I mean? In the background and with two felonies, it'd be hard to maneuver sometimes. You know what I mean?
You got PLC?
Huh?
You got PLC? to your word. I would dap you up if I was in your face. Not that I'm glamifying that we are convicted felons, but, like, people that are listening, this is just something to let you know that, like, even though you have strikes against you, there's other shit you can do to better your life. Because me,
yeah,
I used to do white collar.
I mean, there's a lot of trades. There's a lot of things you could do, definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, but certain things that I want to do, you know what I'm saying, I definitely cannot do. You know what I mean? Just certain things, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I could be working for the Board of Education. I got a lot of family to pull me in. You know, I could be making good money doing that legally. But, you know, the facts is that with my record, you know what I'm saying, they not going to let me in. You dig what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly, because on the in the back of their mind, you could be an excellent candidate, but real talk, you like you could be teaching these kids. In their mind, they think you might be teaching these kids how to stick them up, stick somebody else up.
Now, you know what it is? You know what it is? This dude that came home from jail that was giving us breaks before, and they fucked up. So they fucked up everybody. You know what I mean? That's basically what it is.
Well,
some niggas really
real
be sick in the mental, like, huh?
I'm going to be a real bitch and be like, yo, I'm walking that straight line, but if I ever felt like my life or my kids was about to go hungry, a bitch will flip some pounds in a heartbeat. Yes, I will go back to doing what I have to do to make sure my family is straight. But luckily for me, my mind is so strong that I found another outlet because, like, everybody's fucking. So everybody gonna buy something about sex. So sex sells. Music and sex goes together. Niggas is gonna forever trick off. You know what I mean?
Well, my next few records is gonna be about sex, period.
Wait a minute. That just opened up the door. It's gonna be about
right.
sex. Like,
yeah, my next few records is
about your sex game. Like, so why don't you talk about your sex game, or better yet, you know, you need to have some female quality and cosign. I mean, I understand Brooklyn is nice, but I ain't as serious to you. So, like, if I was in the club, right, and I saw you, and there were some other niggas around you, why would you be a better candidate for me to fuck than them?
I don't know. That's on you. That's on
it's
you.
On me?
That's on you to choose. You know what
right,
I mean?
I'm about to say, what about you straight choose?
Hold up. They said that women know, you know what I'm saying, if they want to fuck you within the first 5 minutes, right? So really, that's
well, I think your lips.
Up to you. All I got to do is just make
lips.
Sure I don't say the wrong shit. Right?
Right.
You ain't got to say nothing. All you got to do is keep looking how you looking, and them lips have already said it, like, yo, Chica, I will fucking eat the hell out of you.
I need to see you.
I'm saying though, the way you be putting them pussy flicks up, I already know what I'm working with.
Yeah, that's my little steroid picture. That bottom lip looks like he could just go ahead and bend me over and like have that ass out and everything is just like right there, just one lick and it touch it off.
Word, might hit the butthole and the pussy lips all in one swipe.
Oh my gosh, I'm rubbing my titties right now, like, yo.
She made it throb real quick. Made it jump real quick.
Oh, shit. Damn. When you gonna be at next week? I mean, like, yo, I've always had a fantasy of being in a barber chair, and you just swirl my ass right.
Oh, man, word. Swing you around and shit. First thing I'm going to do is shave that pussy bald, though.
It's already raw. I got a little bit of stubble because it's been a couple of days, but y'all, I ain't never had a nigga see me with a straight-ass razor.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that shit with the Norelco.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to give you the real close shave.
Oh, but damn, that's that vibrating sensation that's going on. Like, Oh my God.
Yo, y'all crazy. It's definitely Friday night.
Oh, yeah, and we have somebody from VA that's a dude, because you know tonight is Battle of the Sexes. So it's like, basically, what I'm a female supremacist tonight, because basically, females do shit better than men. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we learned y'all trifling ass ways and took it to another level, so we are better at the shit that we do. You know, like, once y'all think y'all digging us, we make it better because of the way that we move. Because if we trusted y'all movements, we would never bust a nut. So,
oh, shit. Oh, good.
I mean, that's why me and Luscious are ready to take on the world. So, not saying that you need backup, but we're going to bring Mr. One of a Kind in and see what he got to say. Because, you know, I don't know how Virginia gives it up, because I've never really fucked around in VA. My ex-husband's from VA, and we've been divorced 13 years. So if he was to ever come across me right now, yo, he could count Christmas, because it wouldn't be nothing nice. I will bang the fuck out of him.
No,
I will get into him
10 minutes.
10 minutes. I would bang the hell out of him. I would have that nigga up against the wall. I would be in control.
VA, give it up, man. That's Southeast, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yo, he's a little extra special. Like, yo, he should be in porno movies. Like, real talk. Not that, you know, you want to hear that, but this is just somebody to help you
I'm
out.
I'm saying, you married him?
Get into the... No, I'm talking about the dude on the phone. Oh, I married him because I got knocked up. I always said if I got pregnant that third time, I was marrying the motherfucker whether I wanted to.
Yo, you stupid.
Oh, shit. He got married on default, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the only reason he lost, though. But, like, for him to see me, because we didn't see each other forever. He see me now. And what's crazy is he told my daughter, like, yo, don't go on your mom's site because you don't need to see that. Bitch, why are you on my site? Like,
mm-hmm. Like, he be on that shit regularly, right?
I'm sure. Yeah, because his wife ain't working with nothing. Like, she got some big titties, but she kind of fucked up, you know?
He a regular subscriber and shit.
I bet he is. He done changed up the email address and everything. But
yeah, he got another one. He got another one just so he could check his shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what?
Y'all got me feeling a certain kind of way. I mean, I might need to go on my daughter's page to go on his page and post up one of my pictures that I did last night so he could just be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I might need to let him see Chica, because, you know, Chica right about now. This bitch been in the making for about 41 years. She's reached her maturity level.
Hey, man, you be going at hard body with them flicks. I ain't going to lie.
Yo, because I'm a hard body type of chick, so just imagine. If I give it up hard body with the pictures, then you should know my... Wait a minute, hold up. Have you even joined my site yet?
nigga have a nigga head spinning.
You ain't joined the site yet? Oh, last night.
I ain't joined the site yet because computer's on the is bugging out. So I ain't really get
Man.
To join nothing. I ain't really get to do nothing computer. Everything I be doing be on my phone. Everything.
Well,
he needs to join BBM World. Yeah,
oh, we need to put him in a group. Yeah, we need to put him in a group and broaden his horizons. But don't join my site at the library, because they will ban you in all 50 states. Because that shit is just too hot for the library. Like, nah. Like, when you get your computer up and running, especially with this new video I put up, I was like laying on the bed after we did the photo shoot.
You gotta be able to see that shit on my BlackBerry?
Nah, because BlackBerry don't support Flash Player, so it ain't gonna show. But I'm gonna make a link so you can download it and you can see how I molested the bottle last night. Yo, I was fucking that bottle like I would have been fucking you, Nig. Like, ooh, like, oh my God. Like,
yeah,
yo,
I need to see that. I need to see that. Wow.
Yeah, face to the heart, man.
need to see that volcano status.
Man, you just don't understand. Like, I like fucking dick. Like, that is my shit. That is a fetish for me. Like, not everybody. Not everybody.
You got
even
the official.
I don't swallow everybody.
You got
right.
the official no hand swivel head.
Man, even when I use my hand, it's like that jacking and stroking and popping at the same time. Like, pop. You know what I'm saying? Fuck snap, crackle, pop, and slurp and slide and pop.
Oh,
like,
man. All them noises they add to it. Yeah.
Oh, and I like to do your eyes, too.
All the noises, add to it. You be like,
mm-hmm,
oh,
you
God.
Taking it?
Oh,
me trying to concentrate.
You know how we got the dick, and then we take and go up under the nutsack, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
like tonight I had to upload the song by Sammy and Trey Songz, She Ain't My Girl, because at the end, it's like, she be all up in the sack like a quarterback. Yo, niggas, that's how I am, yo. I show love to everything. I don't discriminate. I don't miss nothing.
All
nothing.
Up in the sack like a quarterback.
I make a nigga come running back.
Winning pass. Word. Pass. I'm this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm a nasty bitch. I eat ass too. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna sit here in front and think I'm too big. I'm gonna, yo, if I'm into the nigga and I'm trying to turn his ass out, yeah. What? No, I'm not going to have some feeling no kind of way, like, oh, my leg's up in the air. That nigga going to be feeling so good. He's not going to care where his leg's at. He's just going to be like, oh, my God, like, biting his finger, holding the pillow, like, oh, shit.
Look at you, see?
Yeah, when you say you're coming to New York. When you say you're coming to New York.
Oh, I'm trying to come next week, but with the flex. Like, because you've been on my show, when I come to New York, you gotta have a goodie bag for me. So therefore, you have to go out and get cute little things, and then when you come to my telly, you got the goodie bag, and you got the. Wait a minute, hold up. I'm assuming
the
bag.
I'm saying
the
goodie bag.
Right?
The goodie bag gotta be full of sex toys, right?
Full of what?
I said the goodie bag should be full of sex toys, right?
Hell no. Nah. Nigga, I don't like toys like that. I'm strictly dickly. So, like, no.
Now, I'm talking about, like, the swing. Like, we could hook the swing up in your room, like.
Mm.
See, she don't know about the swing.
Do
yeah. You don't know about the jungle
do
gym. You don't know about the jungle gym, the swing, yeah.
Man, what are you talking about? I flip the bars. What are you talking about? I know all about the jungle gym. Yo, motherfucker, I am Jane. I'm fucking tall times, man. What are you talking
about? Now, we talking about Captain Hook, the you know what I mean? The ass harness.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a hook? You curve? Is it to the left or to the right?
My shit turned to the right. Captain Hook on him.
What? And it's kind of thick, or is it slim?
Nah, my shit is thick. I'm a big nigga.
Why we ain't seen no pictures? Oh, I'm
pictures
kinda
like that.
Now. Okay, now here's a good question for you. Now, are you Magnum, Magnum XL, or Magnum Double XL?
I ain't gonna talk shit. I'm Magnum.
You know what? Thank you for being honest. You know how many motherfuckers
I'm
in the store and they be like Magnum. I be looking at them like, nigga, stop fucking lying. Like, when I get ready to fuck somebody, they use a Magnum condom and that shit be coming off. And it's not because I gripped it. It falls off before they even get in.
Hell yeah. Hey, you stupid.
I know how to twerk mine though. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm average size, but I know how to twerk it.
Wait a minute. When you say twerk it, do we need to go ahead and make our own commercial for extends right now?
I don't want to extend my shit. I don't want to extend my shit. I'm going to keep my shit natural. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? This is what I've learned. If a bitch
They don't tell you about
you
extends.
Right?
If you pop extends, growing on your tongue.
So what?
the hair on your tongue when you pop extends.
A word? But what I've learned is... I bet you is, but if a female is doing it right, you don't need a stinger because she can make you harder. Like, you already be a certain length, right? But if she, like, up in that sack, and she hit the ass right with that tongue, like, don't go deep, but just, like, gently stroke it,
that
shit will super speed all expanding cases. See, this is only professional dick suckers know this. Only professional dick suckers know this. So me and Russ, we're professional. We're certified. We have certificates.
Y'all got certificates?
Yes. We're certified. Certificates. Like, yes. Like, you know, if they gave out awards, we would be 1 and 2. 1 and 2.
A1 and A2.
Yes. Niggas would tell their bitches, like, yo, y'all need to go to their school so they can teach y'all. Especially when we hit you with the fucking pop rocks. What? Yo, you can count for Christmas, New Year's, birthdays, everything. Because that shit be, like, so fucking freakish. Like, it's like some shit you just can't describe. So, niggas, like, we want y'all to go down on us with pop rocks because that shit feels really good to us. So the same oral pleasure that we give y'all, y'all need to give it to us back. But then again, men ain't gifted. They not gifted like us. They're not gifted like us. We're, like, super gifted. We are the
same. They don't even understand.
That's the double teamy with the bullshit, man. Word up.
Oh, well, okay. We're not going to even double team you no more. We're finna bring you in some help. Because you know what? It's finna get ugly. We finna take off the gloves. We've been nice right now. What's
right. Okay, let's
hear it. One of a kind. You're on the air. What's up, baby?
First, hey, look, I ain't 5'11", mama. I'm 6'1", now. Come on, let's get that right.
My bad. My bad.
How y'all ladies doing tonight, though?
We doing good. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't feel. Hey, look, I don't like how y'all double teaming my man right there.
What
you know about it, Jay?
They trying to come at me, sir.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, so it is what it is. Females are dominant by nature. We have to take over because if we let y'all do it, we would never get shit accomplished. Like, we would never get our nut out. That's why we masturbate a lot. Because y'all don't do it right.
We don't do it right.
Wow.
I mean, oh, hold on. If we don't do it right, then why y'all keep having them babies? Why y'all keep, you know what I mean?
Because we have to multiply.
And then, you know what I'm saying, when they start getting good, it'd be like, oh, no, take it off. I want to feel all of it.
True, yeah.
I want to feel all of it. I want to feel it.
Well, I got that super tight shit, so it grips it off anyway. So it's not I want to feel it. She could just be handling her business. She got those grip claws.
That's
crazy, y'all
because
for
that's
life.
What the nigga said.
I ain't gonna lie. If that pussy good enough, they don't want to come out of that shit.
See?
Extra pocket. That's pocket. You know what I mean?
Nigga be calling in from work like, yo, I'm not coming in today. Why? I done met some pussy that's so good that I don't want to be here let the next nigga hit. So I'm just going to lay up in it until I'm just tired and that shit is all stretched out and the next nigga can't do no damage.
Yeah, I definitely want some pussy that grip. I need pussy that grip. I got that,
my
I got that,
like,
you know what I mean? Got that.
Right. I'm like,
wall.
All pussy to grip. All pussy to grip.
You know what I'm saying? I wish you could get pussy real posted, like couches and shit. Some bitches need their pussy real posted.
Oh,
Word up. Some bitches definitely need their pussy real posted, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't be feeling no walls.
Damn.
I need that gripping. I need that gripping pussy. Or gripping wet pussy. You know what I mean? Everybody got quiet. What happened?
Man, who up here anyway?
I want to hear, what is this 6-1? What you got to say?
Yeah, this
about
one
that?
Right here.
Okay, so how you feel about the pussy that you get?
I mean, hey, I can't complain about it, you know. I mean, all pussy, hey, you got to make it a good pussy. It's all how you swing this thing, you know what I'm talking about?
It works.
Oh, so you're saying that the dude determines that whether the pussy is good or not, right?
Who's that?
So you trying to say the dude determines whether the pussy is good or not?
Was who?
Listen, if it don't feel good from the front, it's going to feel good from the back. Just
okay.
Flip it over.
Wait, hold up. Like, this is my question to y'all. Why men always want to start out from the back first? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah.
Y'all be like, nah, turn over, like.
I'm a
because...
missionary guy. I like to give it to you. I want to see your face and everything.
I like to give it to him from the back, because I like to choke him from the, you know what I mean, while I'm thrusting it. I like to choke him from the back while I'm, you know what I mean? That's what I like to do.
That's
I don't even
want
to see your face. I want your face to be in a pillow. I want your face in a wall.
Wait,
you know what I mean? I want to be choking you while I'm thrusting it from the back.
What's your laugh about? I'm gonna laugh too.
I be on my caveman shit, man. I want face in the wall. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I love the face in the corner.
Love it. You know?
Right. Doggy style is my favorite. You know what I mean? I like
flattery. We ain't never going to start that way. We going to start it out missionary, you know? Get it in real good.
Yeah. We started off missionary, you know what I'm saying, so I can see a pretty face. And then I want to flip it over. You know what I'm saying? I want to get real, I want to thrust
into
that.
Before you flip it and stick it, is you going to lick it?
Smooth.
Is you gonna eat it from the back real good, right?
Oh man.
Of course. That's what's gonna make it extra wet. That's just gonna make it easy for me to slide in, you know what I'm saying? Of course.
Right.
You gotta prep that, you know what I'm saying? It's like cooking. You gotta prep, you know what I'm saying? Prep your
prep
and then,
meal,
then
right.
Get into prepping it up properly, you know what I mean? Word up.
Okay.
I love to prep the pussy.
Okay. And how you feel about that 6-1?
I'm gonna start out on top. I'm a rider. Like, I need to be able to maneuver because I'm a small person. So I want to control what comes in and stuff like that. So after he sucks on my titties and, you know, I get all good and grinded up, then I'll let him flip me over. We can do missionary. We can do the back or,
you know, a rider, though. I respect that,
yeah.
Bro.
Especially when I'm getting ready to come. Oh my God, like that shit open up and I can't get enough. I will fuck the hell out of you.
Can I ask you a question?
I will make you nothing you don't want to.
What's
the question? You know what? I haven't found a dick to make me do that. Niggas say that I do. They can feel it internally, but I wanted to drench them. Like, so
yeah.
I want to be burning, but somebody can do that for me.
Love squirt.
I just will drown you all day, every day. She will even squirt in your eyes so you can see it coming.
I will. Definitely. All the way over here. I love to feel my face again. That's why I got a dick in my mouth. Love it.
That's what it is. That's my type of girl right there.
What kind are you at?
I call them swivel heads.
Call me what you want, as long as I get mine, baby.
Of course. I'll give you stylus head, too. You know what I'm saying? No hands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I call that the
God.
Internet.
Watch this. When was the last time you had a threesome?
Is it right now?
When was the last time you had a threesome?
I ain't gonna lie, that was a while ago.
I said I haven't. See, that was my thing, you know. If I did, I would be turned the fuck out. I would have to have one all the time. Like, I would have to be married to two niggas.
So, you're a threesome virgin?
I'm a virgin in the area, boo boo. Yes.
Bitch, do you know I was.
Need some gun
ho.
Need some gun ho niggas.
Nah, she don't need no gun ho.
So, y'all trying to turn her out?
Need some gun ho niggas.
21 hey, guns salute, niggas.
I know what Chalk Mommy look like. She always posting up pictures. I don't know what you look like.
She got some. She got a pretty ass coochie, and she got some.
Oh
nice
man, I want to see that. Want up your BBM, Chalk Mommy, so I can check it out real quick.
I sent you an invite to the group. I don't know why you didn't accept. Might have been scared. I mean, I would be scared to be in that group too. Cause you know, if you ain't coming hard, you gotta go home. Like we go hard in the paint.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. He's a co-signer. We go hard in our groups. You know what I'm saying? Like we're like absolute from any other group on BBM. Like we run shit because we get it in, and then when we fuck the people in the group, we post up pictures. Like it's
we
nothing.
Post up pictures.
Come post some
right now.
This
cool.
Is
good.
What did you say,
Juan?
I said, come post up some of my pictures here.
Yeah.
Come give us some dick and we'll be more than happy to. Give us some dick and we'll post it up. I mean, you seen how I did at Movie Star Talent. That's his dick was in my mouth. I'm real nasty. I'm real about my, I will post it up. Check.
Check it out.
I'm thinking about I was just down there, but I was down there on some different times, you know.
I know, so you need to come back on some good times, and I'll send you more on some happy times.
Oh, man, that's what's up. 21
See, that's why New York is waiting for me to come back, because I add flavor. Like, they be ready to see who I'm going to blast and everything. That's why I'm
going to
say,
I'm ready to
put them on blast.
I'm ready to see who you gonna blast. Yeah.
Well, I'm one of them niggas you ain't gonna never wanna blast.
See, you looking like one of them niggas I ain't gonna never wanna fuck. You too long for me. Like, word.
Yeah. I love a challenge.
I'm not ready for a hysterectomy.
On video. Make me run for the dick. I wanna see that shit.
To make you back up.
Looking at that shit.
What?
Hold on.
Matt, you need to text me your email address so I can go ahead and send you this video so you can be like, yeah. So when you come to New York, I'll meet you in New York and we can take over the world. We'll be like Pinky in the Brain. You
don't need to be doing a damn thing. Send me the damn video.
Send me your email address and I'll make a link. And then I'll send it to you.
Link, hold up. You know what I'm saying? I was on intermission.
Oh, we were talking about the link from when I came to Brooklyn, and this nigga really gave it to me. Like, yo, niggas don't never really hear me sound off on my site, but this one had me like, oh, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
I thought that nigga was going to rip my insides, but that's what I needed, because, yo, I was tired of messing with small dick niggas or just niggas that couldn't handle their business, and I hit
you
down.
Yeah, you were playing shit, too, when I hit you up, too.
Hey, shit, that's what I did.
Email,
somebody set me up. Yeah, when you shut me up, then I'll be more than happy to give you your props. But until then, I run shit. I make niggas back up because I do what I do.
No, yeah.
That's what's up.
I hear that.
Yeah, you need to feel that, Jamal, because I'm coming to your city.
Huh?
Who else up there?
You need to feel me because I'm coming to your city.
You coming to my city? Oh,
yeah, I'm coming
shit.
To your city.
So send me the link.
Hey, I might be there on New Year's Eve. Yeah, we can do something together. Let's do it.
Who this right here?
Girl.
New Year's Eve, I'm gonna have you on your motherfucking back, legs up. What's up?
I mean, diva.
Had a nigga on his toes, like, oh shit.
I finish with you, then I let a nigga beat. But until I finish, nah, he can watch. He can stroke. He might be able to nut on my butt while I'm doing you, but.
Yeah,
see?
Oh, shit, I
hear
that.
I didn't enter the top
world,
but I mean,
come on.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see. Huh. I like freestyle, so we're going to listen to freestyle so he can tell us about this. So here we go.
Yeah.
Shake, I see you. Red, S
Dub. I'm too dope, boy. My zone exclusive. New shit. My office dome is ruthless. I do this straight abuse the music. The champ is back. My message, and I've approved it. Now peep the blueprint. Study the movement. Master of illusion. Only built for Cubans. Purple tape. The purple haze. Make the H one surf if you perpetrate. Get at me. Red to the eye. Street to the champ. Only the strong survive. No song and dance. Gonna need an ambulance if you try to advance. This ain't Am Sky fam. Get your hand chopped. Damn. Who want a war? I'm a general, of course. Beat niggas down. A general for sport. It's in my genes, so I take no shorts. Come bust me down if I was a Newport with two doors. It was a game. I don't play that shit. Futuristic combat, call me Halo 6. I lay low, then I take your shit. Get down and lay down, ain't nothing changing this bitch. Still chain snatching, still time for some action. Still the number one gutter faction. The closers, your favorite group. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, ain't that the truth? Retract your verse when the truth is in the booth. Pop you in the back of your head like John Wolf's booth. Y'all like a spoof by the Wayans brothers. The tech of the bunny slippers. My boys will clip you like a blender that cuts up. See chicks like that verse in the Bible, the burning bush. I'm great with the balls, even better with hooks. Some people get laid down, now your team is shook. Lace up your boots, it's real in the field. You better sleep with your sketch, cause sleeping rappers get killed. When you moving through them blocks, y'all dudes better heal. The field
come on,
do it after your body get willed. Beefing over some dumb shit, a hero is a sandwich. Took a bite, now you lay permanently damaged. Me and my team famished, this a full course meal. Get your knives and your forks out, put the beef on the grill. Put the closers on the bill, watch the mice get killed. Bars, rain acid, watch the skin just peel. Now you pink like that pussy on that white chick. I get graphic, believe the deep in American classic. Surpass they half-ass trash, crush you bastards. You talk a toy plastic, found in a toy bin. Broken up when I approach the stage. Choking up, folding up like a kite from prison. How you holding up? Soak it up like blood in the mop after you broken up. What? Dirty burners get tossed in the river. Only evidence left is a slug larger than your liver.
It seems like our rapper had shitty service and his call dropped, so he can't explain that song. But in the meantime, I have to play this song because at the end, it's talking about my shit. So this is, you know, Sammy and Trey Songz, He Ain't My Girl. I listen to this song all the fucking time. Luscious at the end, you'll understand why I love it so much. And One of a Kind, you need to pay attention to the lyrics, especially at the end, because that's how we're going to do this.
Luscious.
Now, what the hell is my damn song at? Now, see, this is the shit that I be talking about. I know I uploaded that motherfucker, but where the hell did it go? Like, really, where did it go? I swear. There it is. Hold on.
Oh. Oh.
Yanni, what up?
Oh, she ain't my girl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So flawless, oh, I just wanna wake up, body in the morning, my Tinder on ringtone, so I know what she's calling. Shawty got her ass so fat, I love to jump on
but
it,
but she ain't.
Me and her do it big, what it is?
What it is?
6 feet, 2 feet to the crib. And I'm feeling on a cloud right now.
Hey.
And the ceiling is the sky right now.
Hey.
She working on shoes. I purchased some lamps and she keep them on while we get our secret on.
Hey.
She keeps it in.
Yeah.
She get it in only on the weekends.
Cause she ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. No, she ain't my girl.
No, I be playing with her body. She be playing with my mind all the time. Cause I'm mad at her.
Right now. Whoa.
I do.
And one of her times takes so long that it can reach to Wisconsin and then come back to North Carolina.
I have so much fun with that.
That shit is like an anaconda for real, like a python or something. That shit is just not natural.
But you know what
you mean? It's not natural. That's all me.
That's why some of the niggas I've been fucking with came up on the short end because you took it off. Like, you got too much of that.
Well, goddamn. Well, that's it.
When I first seen his picture, I was like, ooh, shit.
Nah,
I knew it was going to belong to somebody ugly. But when I seen the face, I'm like, great, got them, Batman. Like, what? Wow.
Yeah, most
men that got big dicks be ugly as fuck. Like, they have to make up for being ugly.
Right.
With him, he got some extra special shit that will make females want to boo him up. Like, he is like one of those men that you would think that he might be a player or some shit like that, but he got some fucking values. Like, he is like a family person. He got like some strong family values. And it just makes people be like, damn, like, it's really men like that in the world? Like, wow. Well, I can't never have one like that. You know what I'm saying?
You got them right now on the line.
Yes, I'm bringing a public service announcement for you. Ladies, if you're looking for a family man that works and believes in taking care of responsibilities that's not even his, and that will be a faithful man, fuck you silly in the bedroom, won't stress you, this is your man. One of a kind on BBM. I'm not going to give out his phone number because I don't want no stalkers, because then I have to fuck somebody up because it would have came from my
fly me that shit on the low, though. You wouldn't mind me having a number, would you?
I got you.
Luscious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can hit me up. I seen her up there. Yeah. You can get
it to her. Can I take it to her, hussy? You're like super freaky.
Very freaky. Freaks only.
She's a very freaky girl.
Hey, listen, this is what I want to do. The challenge for me is how to get that motherfucker in my throat. For real, like, I would try my hardest and my damnedest.
It don't seem like it would be much of an effort, because without you even trying, it's going to go down your throat. He looks about to be like a foot. He's like about a foot. I mean, I could be wrong, but how long are you?
So what?
How long are you?
10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It looks longer than that to me. My cutoff is 8.
It is. It's in the throat, man. And I would do stupid shit, like trying to swallow just because it's in my throat. Like, shit.
See, you good. My cutoff is 8. Really, 7 is good for me. Them 3 extra inches could do a lot of damage. I still got my tonsils and I want to keep them. So
I want to see what it does.
No, I can take it. Stop playing with it.
Men,
yeah, I have babies. I got some harder than babies.
But what men don't understand is when we're having babies, we are dilated 10 centimeters. So I see this opened up because of act of God. But when we're fucking you, there is no dilation allowed because we're not in labor. So we're at a natural state, you know, for those that have been blessed and haven't been having boulders go through us. And it can be a problem. You know, there are some women that have naturally tight. We don't have to use the vinegar. We don't have to use the little tablets to make that shit shrink back up or whatever. And then we come across men that tend to be large and they want to bang. Like, yo, if you know your dick is big, because 20 people can't tell the same lies different times.
No, I ain't with all that banging shit anyway. I'm trying to take my time to please you, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what that
is. You need to give an instructional video.
I'm too old to bang, you know what I mean? So I leave that to them young boys out there.
Oh, so you just
If you wanted you to do it, you would do it, though, right? What's that? If you wanted you to do it, you would do it. I mean, yeah, you'll get it. Trust me, you'll get it good. But I ain't with all that pounding, you know what I mean? But you'll lay on your back and let us bang you, huh?
See, that's on your ride status right there. You like for a chick to ride, then, if you ain't with that banger, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like what you just said, yeah.
See, that's what's up.
Hell yeah.
See, I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. Cause see, for 2011, what people don't understand is, I'm ready to settle down. I'm looking for that one man that can hold me down, and it's not even from a financial perspective. But yeah, he need to have paper, cause I like to be spoiled. So you know, like I like niggas. So niggas, if y'all listening and y'all want to find a way to my heart, it ain't food. It's sneakers, size 6.5, and kids. I like Air Max and Air Force.
Yeah, Air Max all day, y'all.
Yes, but I'm really ready to settle down. I'm looking for that someone special that's not gonna feel a certain kind of way because of what I do and who I am and the fact that I have fans and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And he'll feel comfortable sharing our life with the public because that's what my videos are, people that I'm involved with. It's not no random people like that. So it's like as long as he knows that and knows that I'm coming home or if I'm on tour, if I'm on the road, I'm coming home to him and I got a home cooked meal, got the bathtub, the water's in, and all the other stuff like that, he'll have a good-ass chick because I cook, I clean, I work. I mean, I do it all. I'm a very well-rounded female. I'm down to earth. I'm humble. I've had people tell me, like, oh, I thought she was going to be sincere, stuck up. What the fuck could I ever be like that for when I get up every day just like everybody else do? I put my pants and my panties on one leg at a time. You know, I do everything that normal people do. It's just how people view me. I just say that I'm blessed with my mouth because over the years, and being locked up for 3 years and 8 months gave me a creative imagination. So whenever I did get to some dick, I was really going to fuck it up. So my imagination grew. So, you know, when I came home, I did, like, a lot of things that I wanted to do. And even now, every time I'm with somebody, that's increasing my skills. That's making my shit be even better. You know what I'm saying? Even if I got to use artificial shit like a bottle, because, you know, not all this is good to be in your mouth. So, it's like, that's just me and how I plan to give it up. And it's like, 2011 for me is like I don't do like everybody else do, and a lot of people have gotten away from old New Year's resolutions. Or remember how your grandparents used to tell you, whatever you do, bring it in the new year. That's what you're gonna be doing all year long. And some of that is true, some of it ain't true. Cause the years that I brought in New Year's Eve being locked up, I was locked up the rest of the year. That's cause my ass was catching 1 and 2 years. So it was different. So I mean, I fuck all the time. So if I bring in the New Year's fucking, that's nothing new. Cause I do that. So, I mean, this New Year's, I want to do something different. Like I said, if I do a radio show, and I'm going to do a poll on my site, and I'm going to do a poll on BBM and everything else, you know, for people that are going to stay in, you know what I'm saying, I might have some DJs throw some old school mixes together and give them to me. Or, hell, I wouldn't even mind having a fucking house party and being on the fucking air and everybody just fucking getting it in, everybody get on their laptops and we do tiny chat. Like, I mean, I want to do something different. I want to be like, I want people to remember me for the good shit that I do. I mean, they're going to remember me for the shit that I talk, but I want them to be like, yo, that's a person that's, like, down to earth, or she got some good morals. And I don't know, people are like, how she going to have morals and she sucking dick on her side? That's because there's niggas I fuck with, but everybody do that. I mean, they might do it behind closed doors, and, you know, sure. Even preachers go down.
Hey,
I mean, wise.
Holy shit.
So, I mean, it's just all about, like, how you want to bring in the new year. And then it's like, you know, we have, like, what's today? We got, like, 14 more days to reflect on how we want to do things differently in 2011. And it's like a lot of people are living foul, and they really need to change their ways. And it's like, a lot of people don't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I look at everything, and I take a lot of things into consideration, and I treat people how I want to be treated. Because, I mean, I've gone through, like, a lot of shit, like, real talk. I've gone through good shit, bad shit, and everything like that. And it's, like, it's mad crazy because, like, you know, one of a kind, you knew my grandfather had passed, like, 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I couldn't let it out because,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah, so it's like I had to be strong for my mother and my grandmother, so I couldn't let out my hurt. But, like, Friday night after my show, it finally came out, and I'm like, I'm so at peace with myself. So it's like, I can start out 2011 being at peace with a lot of things that's going on around me, within me, and everything like that. So it's like I want everybody to, like, reflect on the good shit and then try to change the bad shit within them. And then, you know, be like, okay, what can we do differently and show, like, a whole lot of unity? Because the world ain't how it used to be. And I'm not trying to get soft on my show nothing like that, but it's just, like, real talk. And then sometimes people are put in situations to be an outlet to speak so other people can listen and get off that bullshit that they're on. So men, if y'all have a fucking woman and she's a good woman, stop that fucking cheating and that fucking bullshit. Females, if you have a good man, stop that bullshit and appreciate that good man, because what y'all don't understand is when y'all fuck up, it's some good bitches out there that will take your man, or some good niggas out there that will take your woman. So don't get complacent because you've gotten away with it and feel like you can keep getting away with it. Because motherfuckers will fucking wreck your home. I'm not a home wrecker. I don't like messing with dudes that have females because that's not a good feeling, because I wouldn't want anybody to do that. But if a nigga is single and he's trying to bang, then, yo, I'll take him down through there. No questions asked. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to feel no kind of fucking way. And this is another thing. Real talk. Real talk. Motherfuckers, if you are a fucking jump off, and you fucked a bitch for one night, and that was it, don't be trying to get feelings and turn it into something that it's not. Like, really. Because I had an issue last week in my fucking group. I fucked somebody when I went to New York. Then I'm chilling with somebody else, and we're posting pictures. But a motherfucker's feeling a certain kind of way, and he want to talk shit. But my thing is, you was a jump off. You know what I'm saying? It was a business arrangement. So know your role, play your position. Yes.
Basically.
I mean, I'm sorry the pussy was good and you couldn't handle it or whatever. But you know, that's just me. That's just me.
Was
we can be friends.
Was up there, like, 2 weeks ago that you was that you put on blast?
Talking about on the show or on the remember Sunday? No, this was Sunday night. You remember the gorgeous gangster and that movie star?
Okay,
or you may have came into
the
group.
Star.
Yeah, so the gorgeous gangster was feeling a certain kind of way, and started coming out of his mouth sideways, like, yo, why you ain't do this, why you ain't do that, and I'm like, yo, like, are you serious? And what's crazy is, after I posted videos and shit like that, niggas on my site was feeling a certain kind of way, too. Like, yo, like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know. Maybe niggas fantasize about me being their internet girlfriend or something.
Nah, it ain't even them niggas that when you say something, they be feeling, they feel all goddamn some type of way. So, look, you just gotta watch who you fucking suck out here. The motherfuckers is real crazy.
You know what? I'm going on strike. I'm going to be celibate till I sell down. Or maybe I'm going to sell a little bit till I sell down.
Oh, I was about to say, what? You going to sell it? Okay. I'm with.
Nah.
Promote the shit.
But what people don't understand is I don't even run like that. Like, I'll, like, be like, okay, but I'll be on a drought for, like, a month or 2 months, and I'm good. Then I might break
down.
It's
enough out here to make you do that thing.
But it's like, and I'm sure one of a kind can relate to this. It's like sometimes when you mess with people, like when you're in the bed, they say some of the dumbest shit, or they just turn you off so much that you don't even want to be bothered with the next motherfucker and the motherfucker after that. You don't want to be bothered with the next four motherfuckers that may want to come up to you.
I feel you. So.
That's why I'm in the situation I'm in now. Like, fuck it. I'm just waiting for that time.
You know, because not everybody can have good sex.
Yeah.
It's like motherfuckers will feel a certain kind of way and unspoken rules and, like, you know what I'm saying? Lord forbid if you go down on them, oh, my God, and you do it right, oh, my God, you got a sucker for life.
That's why I say you can't fuck a sucker, but I mean, you can fuck them. But don't do none of them things that you know they're going to turn the fuck out on.
Exactly.
You can't even do that.
You got to really have to sit down and talk to the person these days. Really.
But then a motherfucker will conform into what they think you want just to get to you.
Yeah, true.
Good dick and good pussy will make you say some crazy shit when you fuck
it. Yes,
because have you ever been fucking somebody and she said something? You'd be like, bitch, do you understand what you just said? And your dick and like that?
I love you.
Awkward-ass moment. Yeah, you're like, that was so awkward.
Mm-hmm. My first time.
Anyway.
You said
no,
your first time?
No, I said, damn, you say you love me on that first, you know what I mean, first intercourse, you say you love me. What the hell's going on? Yeah, that's
crazy. My baby daddy did that. He told me he loved me on the first fuck. Like, dude.
Oh, shit,
hold
you
up.
Fell for it, too.
Hold up. You fucked up because you said your baby daddy told you that on the first time. Well, how did you become your baby daddy?
I mean, listen.
Damn.
See, I did fuck up.
Yes, I did. The dick was good, though. Hold on. The dick was good. I give it to him hands down. I did not feel that way with him, but, hey, it is what it is. I confronted him a couple more times.
Something happened because you said baby daddy. You didn't say boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, baby daddy. That's a bond for the rest of your life. So when he loved you because you put it on him, he must have really, you must have felt some kind of way because
not for the first time. I promise you, not the first time I did not feel like that.
But
after fucking him for a while, I guess the feelings got there, and it is what it is. He popped off two of them.
Oh, my, he popped off the condom. Yes, I understand.
Look at your poor
ass. Right.
See, she can't even say that. See, I thought she was going to keep it going. Like, yo, he say he love me. I'm like, nigga, get off me. I ain't talking to him no more.
Wait, hold on, Todd. Don't do me. I was young, man. I was like 17. Come on, fam. I done grew the fuck
up. Okay,
wait.
You said y'all got two. We can get away with one mistake. We can lie about that one. What are going to be like, two?
But,
be like,
I thought,
nah,
okay,
see, I got drunk and I fell on the dick.
Listen. Not only was this dick game good, player would have hella head game. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put it down. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I didn't miss that.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is he fucked you good, he ate you good. That's how the second one came?
Yeah.
Damn.
If he can get it, like, for real, it was good. You know what? Next, get on to the top.
Is it going
to
be a third one in the making?
No. No. No, there will be no number three for him.
Oh, for him, but I don't know. I'm that nigger, Mr. Major, right?
Oh, shit.
Are you serious?
Damn.
I'm close to crazy, though. Nigga, everything you co-signed for him, you signed your name on the loan document.
Oh, is this Blast Luscious, though? Is this Blast Luscious?
Oh, like, oh, Chuck, you might want to change your mind. I seen the light. So, you know, the last 9 minutes, we're going to have confession time. One of a kind. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest that you haven't? Is there somebody in our group that has you feeling a certain kind of way, and if you could fuck them, you would?
I mean, the whole group can get it, but, you know, hey, God bless all y'all, you know?
Damn. Okay. We can really go deeper. All right, one of a kind.
What's up?
Top three females in Chocolate City Oral and Freaks Only that you would fuck.
Alright. One is you. You number one. You know that already.
Oh, shit.
Hold up. Let me see. See, that's the thing about it, though. I mean, so many people got them come and go. I don't know.
So who up in here now?
I giving them a business. You and the two up here now.
Nah,
hey, look, really, that's who I'd be looking forward to. You know what I mean? Because I see who they real, you know what I mean? They fucks with you. So that's who I give it to.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Luscious, the top three niggas you would fuck. We're going to combine both of the groups because it's like we're one anyway. So the top three niggas you would fuck in City and Oral.
Oh, well. Should I blast motherfuckers? Because I am fucking with a nigga tonight.
Is he from the group?
Yes. No, fuck that.
Is
Hell
it?
Not. Okay. I'll post pics. So, the top three. And that's some stupid. I was looking at my phone and I was going through the pictures. I was like, damn, I remember these niggas by their dicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. For real, like, I know I commented on T-Mac shit, like, yeah, can I bounce on that? Because he got a nice piece. You know one of kind. He's definitely got a nice piece. Damn, who else?
Who's this?
Well, you put me on blast. Who else? Wait, it's some more niggas. You should have asked me this stuff before we started.
My bad.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Joe Pro out here, tricky.
I say he is sexy as hell, you know what I'm saying? But he get enough pussy, you know? Octavius, he get enough pussy from Oil City, you know what I'm saying? He got like 100.
What? Does he? From what I'm seeing, that dick ain't putting in that much work.
He ain't working.
Because what he lying on his dick. I seen the picture, and it don't look like it's fucking everything he posted. It don't look like it will last that long. But go with someone else.
Okay. Someone else. No, I want to test the waters of, you go. Your turn.
Okay, where's the third one at?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, like where's
yeah.
the third one? Yeah, you're missing one.
I'm missing one, okay. Okay, I gotta go back to frequently. Do I do somebody out of Chalk City?
Yeah, it can be both of them combined, because remember, we're like one group now.
Let me see. You know what? Oh, the Puerto Rican. I will do him. Like, he ain't even came through. Like, I don't even know his name. DJ Show.
Oh, DJ
something.
Show?
Yeah, because he got his dick up next to the ruler and shit. That
oh,
looks
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. See, hey, look, and then think about that, Chocolate. Hey, look, I got to get me in the SIM card for my phone. My memory card so full, I can't even take no more pictures on my phone.
Well, you need to delete what's in there.
I need to
yeah.
delete what's in there.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm looking at.
Yeah, get rid of the phone.
I'm
getting all of them.
I told him, yeah, you look like you be doing the most. You be doing the most with all them pics and full memory cards.
No, that's right,
because
even my shit ain't full, and I have hella pictures.
Sure, I got hella pictures in my shit. Real talk, I got probably over, like, 200-some pictures.
Damn. I really appreciate y'all honesty. That is so cute.
Okay, well, Ma, there's one more female that's supposed to be put on blast right now.
Oh, me?
No, not you. Okay, you and Lushes already spoke up. Where's the third party at? And I spoke
you know
up
what?
For the guys. So where's the third woman that's supposed to speak up right now?
Who knows? Like, who knows? I'll go ahead and tell y'all my top three is that I would bang from Chocolate City and Freaks Only. One of a kind. We can't even say it movie star talent because I already banged that.
Is he still in your
say,
group?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and all of them.
Okay.
What is it, Mr. Russ?
Huh?
Russ could get it. That's number
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah. Big Russ deleted me. He deleted my group. I'm going to holler at him.
Because he probably wasn't getting no love. You was probably talking about giving up that pussy to somebody else, and he ain't like that. And the third person.
I'm glad I love your group, though. Can't nobody delete pictures but you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's how
we supposed
to be.
Like every group I get in, somebody try to delete my shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't
that's
like
because
that.
Because they be hating. It's like you get in a group it's like it's supposed to be a freak group or a fuck group or a sex group, and when you start posting pictures and talking shit, motherfuckers feel a certain kind of way. Bitches be hating.
But don't talk no
my
shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk no shit.
He
but
really don't.
Your
but
picture
you know
is intimidating.
Huh?
Even if he wants to leave the group, even if, you know, like, people that got your picture tagged as a favorite, like, if me and Chalk tag your picture as a favorite, even if he wants to leave, we still have that shit. Like, we'll still
yeah, I wasn't going to leave this group anyway. I'm in all three of the groups.
But
yeah,
they just feel a certain kind of way when they see that picture, because when females start commenting and shit like that, dudes feel a certain kind of way because they feel like they're supposed to be that dude.
Hey, I wouldn't even feel that type of way, you know? There's a lot of pussy.
But see, you're a real person. You real.
Right.
But there's so many lame-ass people out there that I was in a group called Bad Bitches, and this one girl had a picture. She's standing in the water in a bathing suit, and she's like, I'm a bad bitch. She had it all capitalized and everything. All I did was put up a naked picture in the shower. Niggas was like, nah, that's a bad bitch. 50% of the people deleted themselves out of the group. We went from 20 to, like, 9.
Damn.
I'm like, okay, let me just go ahead and leave this group because not everybody is equipped to handle whatever. That's why I always tell people, I'm comfortable in the skin that I'm in. God
right.
gave
you
me what he gave me, and I
right.
don't have a problem with it. If a person has a problem with it, that's something that they need to work out and, you know, keep it moving. I don't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? So we are down to 1 minute. I have to
I got a treat for y'all ladies in my profile pic. I'm going to change it up here.
Oh, please do. Because it was It was Freaky Friday. Tonight it was Battle of the Sexes, and I would have to say it was kind of even until to the rapper he left. Maybe he couldn't handle real women, but you know he's gonna be on blast tonight. So yeah, he will get an extra special blast. I put him in the short boy shorty category. One of a kind. I love you. You my dude.
I love you too,
and
mama.
Luscious, like, bitch, I fucks with you. I fucks with you like a fat kid fucks with cake. Like a crack kid fucks with crack. I'm addicted to soda. You know what I'm saying? Like, my ultimate goal is for us to suck a dick together. Like, you at the top, I'm at the bottom, and we switch it up. One of a kind is long enough for that to happen, so we're going to have to set that up in the group.
Hey, one of a kind, you the mayor.
And next week is Christmas Eve. I'm going to have a special Christmas show, and, you know, it's just going to be, like, mad cool. Everybody can follow me on Twitter at checkmommy03. Join my website, www.shockmommy.com, and I'm here every Friday from 8 to 10. So you guys can always go back and listen to this site on Facebook, on my site, and everything. So this is Shock Mommy signing out.
You say we can listen to this on Facebook? Facebook.
Yeah, on my site, really. On Facebook, you can listen to the show, and I can actually put the player on your Facebook page so other people can listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Luscious, you got a Facebook?
Yes, boo, I do.
Text me your Facebook so I can go ahead and add you. Then while I'm on my laptop, I'll go ahead and put the player on your site.
All right, that's what's up.
So you can hear how nasty y'all are. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers. I'm so innocent. Y'all have painted me. Y'all have really painted me.
No,
I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
So now we're getting ready to go in a group and talk shit to these motherfuckers because they whack.
That's
right.
I'll be in there.
I'm going to go on Facebook and add stuff. Send me your Facebook, Luscious, so I can go ahead and add you, and y'all can have the player on y'all site in 5 minutes.
Okay, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.